Do you think the world is getting better or worse? Unsurprisingly, a huge majority of people today believe the world is getting worse. Maybe this global pessimism is the result of a culture bathed in bad news, or maybe we inherently know the earth-shaking truth presented at the heart of this book. Something is deeply wrong with our planet, and we are powerless to fix it. The Great Controversy not only unveils the origin of human degradation, but also discloses the titanic struggle raging below the din of pandemics and peril, corruption and carnage, murder and mayhem. In this astonishing work, you will discover that evil has a face, good has a champion, and sin has an end. If you want to prepare for the end of this world and the glorious world to come, you must read this book. Join the campaign to distribute millions of copies of The Great Controversy by Ellen G. White to people in and around your communities. Contact your local church for more information or text us at +27 73 470 3520. Adventist World Radio, SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, you're tuned into Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are powered by SID Media. It is the second and final hour of the show. And if you've just joined us, Enkosi Realeboha, thank you so much. Merci beaucoup. Really appreciate your time. It is Entrepreneurship and Small Business Wednesday. And this is where we showcase, of course, entrepreneurs and small business. And they tell us a little bit about their business and what is it that they do, but also what fuels them. What is it that keeps them motivated? What is it that it makes them to not give up even when the going gets tough. I suppose, like they always say, that entrepreneurs are wired a little bit different. And this is where we try and then unpack that and get a sense of, is that even true? Apparently, it's lonely being an entrepreneur. So, that's what we're going to be doing. We're talking to Luthando this evening, and he will be unpacking his business in just a moment.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
As mentioned, that my guest this evening is Luthando Blackie, and he's the Managing Director of M28 Consulting and Training, and also Blackie and Blackie Funeral Directors there. So I hope that I've pronounced these ones correctly. If you do have any questions for him and would like to engage with us, +27 74 703 520. We are available on all social media platforms as well. It is #BusinessSenseAWR, and you can listen to us on YouTube as well, and stream us live from every other platform. We are available. Blackie, did I pronounce that correctly?
That's correct. Blackie and Blackie.
Yes. Ah, okay. So the Blackie and Blackie here, what's the difference?
The original one is the Xhosa one, Blackie,
which is
B-L-E-K-I.
Yes.
Those were the two brothers during the time of apartheid.
Yeah.
The elder brother was working at a railway.
Okay.
Then the younger brother needed to be employed there, so they could not use the same surname.
Ah.
Then they had to change the original one to have the second one.
Ah.
So in our family, we use both of them, Blackie and Blackie.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's the pronunciation.
Yeah. That's the pronunciation. That's it.
I remember our former president, former president Uzuma, saying, it's in the pronunciation.
Yeah.
You know, certain things, the way you pronounce them, they appear as if they mean certain things. Thank you so much, Mshlekas, for joining us this evening. Really appreciate your time. Tell us a little bit about yourself before we even get into the business. Who are you? Where are you from? Sure. You know, what makes you tick and all those sort of stuff.
All right. Luthando is my name, but the well-known name is Mzimkhulu.
Okay.
Surname is Blake, as you have indicated.
Yeah.
I'm from the dusty streets of Eastern Cape.
Okay.
Originally from a small town called Fort Beaufort.
Oh, okay.
Abanye xa bethetha bathi town yamageza.
Ah, Nyageza.
Oldest psychiatric hospital there.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Then I moved.
Oh, I see.
Yes, I grew up there.
Yeah.
I'm raised by a single mom.
Yeah.
From a family of three, I'm the eldest.
Okay.
So I'm from there. Then I moved to PE since 1997.
Eqeberha.
Yeah, it's called Eqeberha today. So I've studied in PE and
yes.
I worked in PE.
Yeah.
And then I started business in PE.
Yeah.
So I have my family in PE now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear PE is a very interesting town from, I suppose, the scenery, the beach and all that. And I've been there,
I must
be honest. But I know also this is a town that gave us a person who was a mayor, but also belonging to the sports thing.
Oh, sure.
And so there's that turmoil in PE.
How
does it work?
No, PE is a nice place, as they call it, a friendly city.
Yeah.
But the most thing that is uncomfortable is the wind.
It has
strong winds.
Yeah.
It's just a nice, friendly city. Though currently, politically, it's not a good place.
Yeah.
Today, you'll have this mayor. Tomorrow,
you have
when you wake up, you have different mayor.
Well, it happens in Joburg here.
So politically, it's not a safe place.
Yeah.
And also now, business-wise, it's not a safe place.
Yeah.
They've started to kill one another.
Yeah.
So when you start a business, you don't know if you'll be next.
Yeah.
To be short.
Yeah.
So we live by God's grace. Yeah.
Indeed.
The town has changed now from being a friendly city.
Indeed.
To a very cruel city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So how do entrepreneurs like yourself then survive there? I mean, how I got to PE in 2022 was because I was visiting two entrepreneurs there that were looking for some sort of funding and assistance with running their businesses.
Sure.
And I'm asking this because I've been there. And one of the things I was told was, "Ungayi kwelaqala." You must end here because you are told you must come here and you end it here.
Sure.
So for entrepreneurs like yourself, who are also Christian at the same time, how does it work?
Thus far, I won't lie. Mm. It's by God's grace.
Yeah.
In my business, I haven't had any threats, break-ins. I just see on media that people are short.
Mm.
Sometimes because I'm running a funeral business, then when you pick up the board, you'll be told the story.
Mm.
Now, this guy is a business person. He was shot.
Mm.
So there are a lot of theories. Some are saying it's tenderpreneurs that are being attacked.
Yeah.
But every business person, you do not relax.
Mm.
Though they say the targets are tenderpreneurs because of tenders, but we don't know.
Yeah.
But to be honest, we are just safe by God's grace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because my business is in the Kasi. Exactly, the areas where they say you should not go.
Yes.
And I travel everywhere. I go to the hotspots of Woma. I have never had any encounter. So really, I don't know, except to say it's by God's grace.
It's by God's grace. I really appreciate it. When did the business start then? Let's take it back.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. As you mentioned, I have two businesses.
Yeah.
The funeral business started in 2007.
2007.
Yes.
Okay.
It was by default.
Okay.
A friend of mine was running a funeral business. Then I was working for government. So he came to inquire about legislation that are governing small businesses.
Yeah.
So in our chat, I asked him how was business, and he informed me that the business was bad.
Mm-hmm.
Then I proposed a partnership. That was in 2006 then.
Yeah.
So that I'll focus on admin and marketing.
Yeah.
Because he has a qualification in funeral business, he will focus on funeral.
Yeah.
We agreed he was to amend the certificate document so that I become the partner in the business. Whilst we were busy amending, January came, our first funeral of Mr. Bua. Mm. So we did that funeral. Subsequent to that, we had about 6 funerals. So my involvement in business was showing that now, at least, he has something to point at.
Mm.
Then I called him to sit down and we check how far in terms of amendments, amending the company, and also the revenue we have made.
Mm.
That was the last time he switched off, changed the SIM card, vanished from PE, moved to Joburg. And apparently I've done good marketing because in June of 2007, I received a call from the Bossi family. They lost their mother.
Mm.
And they wanted me to run the funeral.
Mm.
My brother had no clue of the business.
Mm.
I've never.
So you only
seen,
know marketing.
Yeah, mine yeah, was yeah, just yeah. To market.
Yeah.
But I managed to organize that funeral.
Yeah.
Through the assistance of another guy that yeah. was called Msutu.
Yeah.
Msutu also vanished the money of that funeral because hey, Sanlam hey. Said they don't pay money to the family.
Yeah.
They pay to the undertaker.
Yeah.
At the time, I had no business, nothing.
Mm.
So the money had to be transferred to his account. Then he simply
disappeared.
Vanished. It disappeared.
The funeral never took place.
The funeral took place.
Okay.
Yeah, it took place out of my pocket. Hey, fortunately, hey. Funerals mostly were before the 15th, and I was getting paid on the 15th.
Ah, okay.
So Mamu Bosi, I think, died on the 10th when they contacted me.
Mm.
So on the 15th, I got paid. So I managed to run the funeral.
Mm.
Then with the hope that when money is paid by Sanlam, I would get my money.
Mm.
I never got money.
Mm.
By God's grace, the same June, I was burying my friend in Bloemfontein.
Yeah.
Then I met the Twilight family, who are also Adventists.
Mm.
So Uvusi Nobuzandi, then they mentored me.
Mm.
So I'm the product of them in Bloemfontein.
Yeah.
Yeah. They mentored me to be where I am.
Yeah.
So I registered then the business in 2007.
Okay.
But when I registered it in 2007, it was M28.
Okay.
Trading enterprise.
Okay.
The reason was based on the book of Matthew 28. Actually, M28 is for Matthew 28.
Ah, okay.
I was looking at the time, I think it's verse 20 or 21.
Yeah.
Lo, I am with you all the way.
Okay.
So
okay.
I followed that suit at the
yes.
time. But later on, I had to change and introduce Blackie and Blackie.
Yeah.
Then M28, I moved down to verse 19.
Okay.
Go with ye, therefore, and make disciples.
Yes.
So I'm doing trainings.
Ah.
So M28 is the mother of Embed Consulting and also of Blake and Blake.
Ah, where are the synergies there? Where do you see them working together? Or are they kept separate because each has different objectives, I suppose?
Sure. It's only when it comes to consulting and training. For instance, the HR admin of Blackie and Blackie is done by M28. Because M28, I focused on HR, labor law, and general business administration.
Yeah.
So the pure admin of Blackie and Blackie is done under M28.
Mm.
The training component of Blackie and Blackie is done through M28.
Mm.
So there's that relationship. But in terms of target market, they are targeting different clients.
Yeah.
Because under M28 consulting, it's private companies and government that are mostly targeting.
Mm.
Whilst under Blackie and Blackie, it's more of the individuals that I walk through.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. So you wear different caps, hats, depending on who you're talking to.
Yes, has there been
moments where you mix the two? You're like, no, I'm actually supposed to talk about M28, I'm here about Blake.
it happens, but sometimes it's a strategy of marketing.
Yeah.
Like now, if you get my business card, you'll see it has both companies.
Ah, okay.
So if I'm invited to do a training on M28, then one will see at the back, there's Blakey and Blakey.
Mm.
And because the model of my training, if it's a three-day training, I'll start like with my background, like as a breaking ice in the morning. We always have devotions in my training, irrespective of where
I was. That's great.
It was challenging one time when I was in Durban.
Yeah.
And my class was filled with Indians.
Ah,
and most of them were Hindus.
Yeah.
And now I asked myself,
do I do this? Do I not?
But I remembered Indians, they do pray. Hindus, they do pray. So I said, guys, what is common to us is prayer.
Yeah.
So throughout the sessions, we'll pray. Also, I will share my life story.
Mm.
So in my life story, I share about how I started both businesses.
Mm.
Then I also distribute steps to Christ.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it's part of my evangelism campaign.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Is that what makes the business different then?
Yeah. Because as I indicated, in both business, prayer is key.
Mm.
Then also in both businesses, evangelism is part of.
Mm.
Though they are totally distinct.
Mm.
But you can see that the method of approach is the same.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm the product of the church, so
that
I can't get rid of. Yeah, I remember when I was an inspector. I visited this company. I was championing employment equity.
Yes.
So I said, guys, can we start with prayer?
Yeah.
And my manager was called that, who's this guy that you sent here?
Yeah.
He's here to do investigation. Now he's studying
his prayer.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I can't devote myself to that.
Yeah. Okay. So, has there ever been a moment where that was challenged?
My religious part.
Like where you wanted to do training and someone said, no, but we don't believe in that here.
No, not a single. I'll be lying.
Yeah.
No, in all my trainings, I've never encountered any objection.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because, that's interesting.
Because remember, as I said, all faiths,
they
believe in prayer.
Yeah.
Then if I pick up in the class that we are Muslims and Christians, so for devotion, I will dwell more in the Torah.
Okay.
Because they believe the first five books of Moses.
Yeah.
So I'll divulge more on the book of Genesis as a verse for the day. So I've never received any objection.
So it's like knowing your audience is very important so that you can curate whatever you need to create from an ice-breaking point of view, just getting into the content itself.
Yeah. No, that's true. It's very important.
Sure. What motivates you?
I think currently in both businesses is a change, and the feedback that you receive from those that you've done business with.
Yeah.
Though mostly we are not much on digital. We are only moving now to the issue of digital. But after the training, I remember one time I was invited by one municipality. I was to do with them initiating disability hearing. I was expecting in class 25 attendees. And on the first day, only 9 came. But on the second day, there were 40.
Sure. Then did the 9 disappoint you in a way?
Yeah, it was disappointing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But on the second day, they were 40.
Yeah.
And I asked them. And then some of you are not even in my list. They said, no, those who were here yesterday, they informed how informative the class is. Hence, we are here today. And the complaint was that most of the time, when they do the tendering system, they will take a company that is on construction. It was a cheap company given a training, and the facilitator knows nothing. So that feedback, when people say, hey, I'm better than where I was yesterday.
Yes.
So it keeps on motivating.
Yeah.
Same thing with the funeral. In the point that in the Eastern Cape, they say, I'm the Woolworth.
Funeral parlors. Really?
Yes.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So your service is really up to a level, eh?
That's
above the rest.
I'm trying to keep it there.
Yeah,
I'm trying to keep it there.
Sure. That's really interesting.
Sure.
Before we started the interview, you spoke about, you're in Joburg for business. How's that coming along?
I visited certain individuals for meetings. It's promising.
Yeah,
it's promising because today I met an old friend of mine. We discuss business. It's a new thing that we will introduce in my company. That side, I always check what you're doing here in Joburg and take it home.
I was about to ask you if you are now wanting to open the Woolworths here.
Yes.
Funeral parlors this side as well.
Yes, Trina Kapo has invited me to start something this side.
Yeah.
So we're still working something around Midrand because they said the center of Joburg is Midrand.
Yeah.
So well, Joburg, we are here. I can see in terms of those who join the funeral policy, the number is increasing from Joburg.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So soon we'll make a mark in Joburg.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you must have those drones.
Sure. Yeah.
The funeral palace in Joburg have drones.
I know, man. Yeah. As I say, I always, my friends here, I'm a friend with Royal Funerals. And also with Baroka Funerals. Those are my buddies.
Yeah.
So whenever I'm here, I make sure I visit the top
drones. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you ever get to a moment where you maybe meet with the family of a deceased family and you start preaching? I know people who overtake such things.
Sure.
Yeah. Do you ever have those moments or temptations to just open a verse in your destiny? I can see they are crying and I can encourage them with Matthew 28.
Yeah. Actually, it's one of the feedback that are interesting.
Yeah.
Whenever we fetch a body, more especially at home, before we depart with the body, we make sure that we sing and make a prayer.
And
the feedback we receive is so positive.
Yeah.
People are inspired by that. So same thing when you are in a hospital, depending on the, because if sometimes the family is there, also they want to do the viewing of the body. When they start to cry, then at least you have to see something. But again, it just needs one's wisdom. At times you don't have to quote a verse, but you know what you can share from the heart, from the spirit of prophecy. Just as long as you throw a word of encouragement.
Yeah.
But always it has to be the base.
Yeah. So I've given you an idea. You must pay me for that. Because there's my idea going flashing by me, you know.
You'll be our PRO here.
You know? I'll be your spokesperson, the face.
Sure.
The world. So there you go. My producers are listening. I'll be the face now. Of course, Blakey and Blakey. Funding. Let's talk about funding. I know it's a very thorny issue amongst most entrepreneurs, and they find it very difficult. How was it with you?
When I started both businesses, I self-financed them.
Okay.
Yeah, because I started them when I was working, which is one of the things that I would like that our listeners could also take note of. When you want to start a business, as you have said, it really is not easy. I had one time in Parliament, Lindiwe Sisulu, encouraging young people to start businesses. And I said, she doesn't know what she's talking about.
Yeah, true.
It's easy to motivate. Not everyone is cut to run.
Yeah.
A business.
Yeah.
But I was fortunate. I started when I was working.
Yeah.
So it was easy for me to put something.
Okay.
And also, when it comes to M28 consulting, there are no overheads most of the times. So you just go there. It could be an informal training, your presentation slides, then you make your money. So when I started, M28 was a milking cow for Blakey and Blakey.
I see.
So I make money this side, I buy items for this.
Yeah.
I tried to apply for funding at SAFER.
Yeah.
It's more than 8 months now.
Forget about those ones. I doubt they'll come back.
Yeah, so I tried them, so I haven't received any funding.
Funding.
Both companies are self-funded.
Yeah. You spoke about your first customer, where you, of course, things went south, money's disappeared and all that. How did you build a customer base going from there? I'm sure it would have been easy to just give up and say, well, the money is gone. But clearly there was a market, and how did you target that market?
Sure. Yeah, my first target market were Adventists as an Adventist. What motivated me?
Yeah.
It's sad to say it.
Yeah.
At times when we do a funeral of a well-known person,
musical
groups don't need to be invited.
Oh, okay.
They'll be there.
Ah.
But if it's someone poor, unknown in church, they won't be there.
Yeah.
So the first gap I've
seen
is a standard. People are not treated differently. So before I became Blakey and Blakey, I was Shalom Funeral Directors.
Okay.
So I formed a Shalom Trio.
Yeah.
So in all my funerals,
there'll
be a singing trio.
That's lovely.
So that every funeral is the same. Because non-Adventists, when they come to our funerals, they expect special items. So it becomes funny when there's no special item.
There isn't one.
So that's the first thing I've done. I created a group. And also, before you have these apps with our hymnals, we sat with my friend Xolani. We typed the entire 352 songs of Kresto Ngomeni. So we were using slides. So we were unique in that, because those who are non-Adventists, when they come to our funerals, they will see on the projector, there are the songs.
Yeah.
So my first target were Adventists. Initially now, on the early stage, there was no much support.
Yes.
So I grew from targeting Adventists. Then the word of mouth was my major base. As I said, the technology were not that much. It's only now that we're moving to technology.
Yeah.
So when we started, it was the word of mouth. Also, during the week, if a member has passed on, I would make sure that every day we are there during the prayer meetings. We call in our site to pray. So I will bring evangelists in PE. So I was surrounded by evangelists.
Yeah.
Then
singers.
I had some MOUs, some music, singing groups.
Yeah.
So that variety attracted people.
That's amazing. Yeah. Typical day. What time do you wake up? What time do you go to sleep? Do you even sleep? What happens in between?
No. I do sleep. Normally, I'm up between. It's a 2, but I don't wake up after 5. So I don't have a fixed.
Wait. 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
You're waking up at 2 a.m.?
Yeah. Normally, I sleep at 9. And unless I'm interrupted by a death at home, but 2 a.m., I need to be up.
What are you doing at that time?
My morning devotion. Also studying general books at a motivational.
Yeah.
Then I'm also studying now. I'm busy with my LLB.
Okay.
But before my LLB, I like books.
Yeah.
So always when I wake up, I have something to do.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
And if I wake at 5, really, I'm late. I'm really late.
Some of us are still sleeping.
I'll die. Yeah.
Okay. And then what do you do from there?
Then
wake up, get ready.
If I'm home,
then
I'll assist my wife in preparing the kids.
Yeah.
Then I'll take kids to school.
Mm.
Then I go to my office.
Mm.
So my routine, Mondays and Fridays, I'm busy with Black and Blacky.
Okay.
Then Tuesday to Thursday, I'm busy with M28, unless there's too much demand on Black and Blacky. So I have two separate offices where I run M28 and where I run Blacky and Blacky.
Mm.
But my wife is more hands-on on the Blacky and Blacky side.
Okay.
And I'm focusing
on M28.
On M28.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless I give support to that side.
And how has that affected family life? Running two businesses?
Yeah. No. It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
At least things are much better now than the time of COVID. During the time of COVID, there was no family life. No family life at all.
I'm sure the funerals and stuff.
Yeah, funerals and stuff.
Just,
yeah.
So if
one thing we're trying to do is not to bring business at home.
Mm.
So when you arrive at home, it's our time, though occasionally it comes natural to talk about the day, and the day talk about the business.
The business,
Yes, but because we are both in business, it's our chat.
Yeah.
Then, we sleep.
Yeah.
Then at 2 o'clock is when I have time for myself. So immediately they wake up, I put my books aside, I focus on family.
Mm.
But you could have those, what you call them, resolutions.
Mm.
That every Wednesday, it's dinner time
they
for
never
family.
Work.
But they never work, man. Mm. While you're preparing to go out for dinner,
you
receive a call. Someone has passed on at home.
Eish.
So it affects the dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you cannot have a proper schedule with the family.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's I'm sure you look forward to the Sabbath.
Yeah, but now Sabbath also is a challenge.
Mm.
Initially, we were not doing any funerals on Sabbath.
Mm.
Up until this lady, I'm about to lose her mom.
Mm.
Then we're busy preparing.
Mm.
Then on Thursday, when I received the program, funerals on Saturday.
Yeah.
Then I called her. Is there no mistake in this program?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, my mom is not an Adventist.
Yeah.
And my mom left a will indicating that she needs to be buried by you.
Sure.
Now I had to. By the way, is it Pastor Khule Luang?
Yeah.
I think it's Pastor Khule Luang.
Yeah.
When I was in Bloemfontein with the Twy families.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that they brought on the table.
Yeah.
What will you do when there's a funeral on Sabbath?
Yes.
And I said, nah. I won't do that funeral.
Yeah.
They tried to quote the book of Jeremiah.
Yeah.
About, you can do a funeral on Sabbath.
Yeah.
They quoted Ellen White was buried on Sabbath. I said, no, not me. So, but 95% of my funerals are on Sunday and during the week.
And during the week as well.
Because my database is more of Adventist than non-Adventist.
Yeah.
So some of the Adventists is because one is an Adventist, the daughter or the child is an Adventist, parents are not Adventists, but they want me to officiate the funeral. Yeah.
Most
of Sabbaths I enjoy, I'm in church.
Yeah. Khule Luang is this side.
Oh, he's inside.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
He's pastoring in the TOC.
Oh, sure.
And one of the churches that he pastors is actually Deep Kloof, which is not far from Orlando East.
Okay, sure.
So that's how I know Pastor.
All right, sure. Yeah. I know you challenged me.
How do you generate new ideas around growing the business? 2 o'clock a.m. Do you look at the roof or as you are praying at 2 a.m.? How do you know what's the next thing to do?
I'll call it inspiration.
Yeah.
It's inspiration. Whilst you are asleep, something gets revealed.
Do you wake up same time?
Yeah, I wake up at the same time.
Oh.
And I jump
so if you get inspiration at 12 midnight, you wake up?
But I wake up and I run to write.
Hey.
That is why now, even now, I'm carrying a book.
Hey, okay.
So I always must have a book. Whilst I'm driving, something might kick in my mind.
Yes.
So I need to jot it down so that I do not forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, at times, people, I remember Brother Nyiki.
Yeah.
He was having a funeral of a family
member
this side.
Yeah.
Ha. When he arrived in PE,
yeah.
he called me. Blake, what I saw in Joburg, I haven't seen you doing. I said, what is it? I sent you pictures. Yeah. Also, Pastor Mava,
yeah.
He did the same when he came to Joburg. So I have people, when they see something beautiful, they will call me. Like the meeting I had today. He saw something beautiful and he called me and said, Chief, there's this new thing in the market. Why don't you introduce it in your business? So it's not only my inventions. People around me call to say, we suggest do this.
That's amazing. When you started 2007, I'm sure you had expectations. This thing would make me rich.
Yeah.
And you did the numbers and calculations. But some people will say when you're on the ground, it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
You realize that things don't always work the way you want. How was that for you?
But as I said, when I started, my focus was that there's no Adventist undertaker.
Yes, yes.
I'll be the first.
Yeah.
My people will support me.
Yes.
There was no support at all.
Yeah.
You know, as I mentioned that
I
will go to about Tutuini.
Yeah.
I will go to Tutuini.
Yeah.
And whilst I'm sitting there with my car branded Shalom.
Sure.
Someone will say, when the trumpet sounds. mention one undertaker in PE, Vanjie and Vanjie.
Yeah.
They will lose their business because Christ will resurrect that.
I'm sitting here.
As your undertaker. Why can't you take notice of me?
Yes,
you see?
Yes.
So it was not easy.
Yeah.
We made the breakthrough, and I don't know how. When we were doing the funeral of Pastor Jesus' mom. I think it was before COVID. I'm not sure, but recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, from 2007, there was no support around 2019. You will do burial of few unknown families. Then after Pastor Jesus' mom's funeral, there was a change. Now I'm the brand of the Adventists. They are proud to say, this is our undertaker. I was told by some from my former church, they attended the funeral in East London.
Yeah.
And this one guy was giving out e-pamphlets.
Okay.
And all in the text, they threw them away. No. We have our own undertaker in PE. Blackie. Yeah. So initially, it wasn't easy, but.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why I said initially.
Yeah.
I believe it's good when you do business whilst you're working. Because if I was not working, I believe things could have been worse.
Yeah.
Also, let me just share also this,
this
part. There's a myth or belief that do not diversify. Focus on in one business and grow your business. I remember one meeting I attended, this lady was sharing the story of KFC, how he managed to rise to be where he is, discouraging us from diversifying. But during the COVID, it helped me. Because when I closed the 2019 year, I closed with contracts, beautiful contracts on M28 for 2020. I remember the only training I did was one in March. And I was to have another training in April. And the country was closed. No contact. So I lost a lot of money from M28.
Yeah.
But because I had a second business, Blakey, it took off.
Yes.
So I always encourage people, do not relax, don't have one business.
Diversify.
Yeah. I've ran driving school, I had videography, I've done grass cutting, I've done photography, I've done a lot of things. Even now I still do some of the things.
Sure, diversify your income.
Yes.
If you had to go back and start all over again, what would you do differently?
Sure. I'm trying to zoom in all my...
Yes.
My now, Chief, I do not... I don't think of anything that I could have done differently.
Yeah.
But...
So you're happy with how things have turned out?
I'm happy. Because now I'm more mature to approach things than I could have, I believe so.
Yeah.
But one thing I can share is that don't narrow your client base as I did. Because remember I said my target were Adventists. Because I've seen some people who were trying their businesses. When there are some frictions in church, they can influence and collapse your business. So if you build one clientele in one area, when things starts to be messy, you know, our politics at times, they can kick in. But when you start, expand as much as you can.
Yeah.
In terms of the client target market.
10 years from now?
As I mentioned, I'll be having a branch here.
Yeah.
Okay. Both okay. companies are growing. I want to make. I was in Sentin today, and I saw a building. Discovery.
It's a beautiful building.
I just look at the building, and say, I'm looking forward to a day. When Blegi offices will be like this.
Yes.
So one of the dreams I have is to build one of the spectacular funeral parlor with a health site where we are promoting health. By the way, we are starting talks now on Facebook on funeral related matters.
Okay.
Then our next step is to discuss family life related issues.
Yeah.
Then we discuss issues on health.
Yeah.
We want to be relevant to the community. Mm. So we are looking forward to build our first big parlor with gymnasium in health welfare side. Mm. Yeah. Mm. So in 10 years time, you'll see that.
Now we're going to call you back.
I'll call you.
Oh, you'll call us. That's interesting.
I'll invite you, Buddhism. Come and see what the Lord has done.
Definitely. We'll certainly be there. We'll broadcast even from there.
Sure.
Yeah, from the launch and have it, on social media.
That'd be great.
Well, certainly do it. That'd Your satisfying great. Moment in business.
Pardon?
Your satisfying moment in business so far.
Is when I see laughter and happiness in the face of the family.
Mm.
It was last week Sunday. I was going out with my daughter for lunch. Mm. So while I was waiting for her, I just saw a car parking next to me.
Mm.
And the lady came out and she knocked on my window and says, "Puti, thank you for the service you rendered for us yesterday."
Mm.
They just, it was a family recently, this lady was burnt into ashes.
Sure.
One of the terrible experiences that I never imagined I could see in this business is to deal with people who are beyond recognition because they were killed.
Mm.
So the lady was reduced into half.
Mm.
Parts were gone.
Sure.
So that family, I first received a call in the morning.
Sure.
To say, "Puti, thanks for the funeral."
Yeah.
So when you receive such soothing words saying that we saw that this was a funeral, but the beauty that you put there has eased the pain, it makes me to be satisfied. So I sleep with contentment that I've touched someone's life.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sure. For business people who are aspiring young people who want to get into business just like yourself, some might not even think that there's a need for God in business. What would be your last words there?
Without God, you are heading for doom.
Yeah, okay.
When I checked Genesis chapter 12, when God was making promises to Abraham, I read one commentary. It says, God built a strong relationship with Abraham so that he prosper spiritually. When he was prosperous spiritually, he gave them material things so that when people ask him, "How or where do you get your riches?" he will say, "It's from God."
Yeah.
There are moments when things are hard. I remember when Pastor Chacha lost his wife when he called me. I was shattered. I was weeping. The only thing that consoled me was a song that says, "Throw it all." So I really do not imagine how one can run his business in these tough times without God and prayer. So as a young entrepreneur, if you want to start a business, build your relationship with God.
Yeah.
Because it becomes the base of motivation.
Yeah.
And secondly, I always say to people, build your business in line with what you do now and enjoy.
Yep.
As I mentioned, M28 is consulting and training.
Yeah.
It is because in my previous employment, I worked for Labor Department.
Yeah.
So I'm conversant with labor law.
Yeah.
My second company I worked for was, I was in HR. Hence, I'm consulting HR. So those things, they come natural. The only aspect of my business that I threw away because of you When I say you, both of my church.
Oh, okay.
My first job, okay. I was working for Southern Hope.
Okay.
As a junior accountant.
Okay.
Because I'm an accountant by profession.
Yes, yes.
When I was doing bank reconciliation, they said everything has to balance.
Uh-huh.
I would be in a loo trying to figure out where
how to
is
balance
that
this one cent.
Pastor Dupre will ask me in the morning. Pastor Platius will ask in the morning. So I hated accounting and I left accounting. So what I'm saying is that check a gap in an area where you are at.
Yeah.
Then you make a mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Thanks, Buti.
Thanks, Buti.
Really appreciate your time and some really interesting words that you've said. May God continue to bless you.
Thanks, Buti, man.
And increase your work and your territory as well. That was our guest for today, Blackie and Blackie, right? Funeral directors.
That's it.
Yeah.
You got it right, Chubby.
And M28. I loved the philosophy behind the names as well.
Sure, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's really interesting. Yeah. M28 is based on Matthew 28.
Also, it's the importance of naming your business.
Yes.
When I was, before I changed to Blakey and Blakey, I was Shalom.
Yes.
One guy, an Adventist, says, how much is the share of the Indians? How much share do you give the Indians in your business? I said, which Indians?
Mm.
No, man, don't you have, the company's name is like Jewish, Muslim.
Yeah.
I said, no, man, the meaning of the word, you know. He said, no, like, we thought that you are one of those companies that they are fronting with.
Yeah, yeah.
When I changed the name in 2017, I'm telling you, that's when my business boomed.
Sure.
So I learned that the way you name your business.
The way you name your business
as
well.
It has an impact in business. Yeah.
So there you go. Sure. You must be careful how you name your businesses. Otherwise, you might just be fighting things you don't know.
Yeah.
Thank you, Siput.
Thanks, my brother.
Have a good one. Of course, that was our entrepreneurship feature for today. If you're an entrepreneur as well and you'd like to be featured on the show, you're more than welcome. +27734703520.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.